Are you ready? Are you ready
for the Yahoo Sports Kings?
Whatever you got, I need.
You want to be the best? Work harder than the rest.
Whatever you got today, I got to help.
You don't want to be the best? We'll just work like the rest.
All we can do is keep fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
NFL Weekly Countdown Show.
With your host, Mean Gene, and Ronnie Brooks. The complete NFL Countdown Show.
The best NFL picks of the week.
A unique brand of sports talk that focuses primarily on week-to-week NFL matchups.
I'm ready to smash somebody.
Player and guest interviews, game analysis, and predictions.
Leave it all on the field. 1, 2, 3. Leave it all here.
It's the complete NFL Countdown Show.
And it kicks off with the Sports Kings right now. Live from the Quicken Loans studios of Yahoo Sports Radio. Here they are, the Yahoo Sports Kings, Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show here on Yahoo Sports Radio. I am your host, Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. Happy New Year. 2016 is upon us, and it is the last week of the NFL regular season. I am here at our Parker University studios with my co-host in front of me. Please welcome to the show, Hot Rod Johnson. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mean Gene. How you doing?
Doing great. Ready to get this thing going, and joining us all the way from Southern Sunny California, it is Ronnie Brooks. Ronnie, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and Rod, and let's get it on.
Let's get it on. That's the name of the song, Marvin Gaye said. Let's get it on, and there is a full schedule of NFL games, and just because it's week 16 or week 17, however you want to look at it, of the NFL season, a lot of people tend to write these games off because, you know, playoffs are decided and all of that stuff. But, gentlemen, not so fast. We got 11 games out of the full slate today that are very meaningful, and Hot Rod Johnson is going to get us caught up on all the playoff scenarios.
Yes, I will, Gene. It's going to be hectic today. Just like you said, 11 out of the 16 games have some type of playoff implications.
I'm trying,
it's early. They have some type of implication. So it's going to be interesting, you know, as these games develop. There are a lot of teams that have already clinched. They're just about, you know, their position, kind of like the Washington Redskins. They've already clinched the division. So I don't even think that game is going to be competitive.
Doesn't matter. They're four seed no matter what happens.
Exactly. I know the Dallas Cowboys, you love to beat the Washington Redskins, but is it the right time to beat the Redskins? You have a 4-11 record. You have a chance of a top five.
Have you guys already moved on to like, drafts?
Yeah.
You're already in April?
Of course. Okay. Of course. I'm already in training camp.
All right, guys. Once again, the show is brought to you by DraftKings.com. No more fantasy football. And speaking of fantasy football, we'll talk about that later, too. But you still can get on DraftKings.com week 16 and assemble a team together and play. It's DraftKings.com. Enter the special promo code SK2015. The show is also brought to you by ONFX.com. It's a brand new year, folks. How about that? Get a new website. Start your business out on the right track in 2016. ONFX.com.
Mean Gene, did you mention fantasy football?
I did mention fantasy football.
Okay. Did you happen to leave something out?
I left out the fact that I got my butt spanked.
Yes, you did.
And finished second place. However, I did make the championship game. How many fantasy people can say they finished number two in their league?
Well, you know what, Mean Gene? Congratulations on that. You know, in the Yahoo Sports Kings Fantasy Football League, no, guys, it was not tampered with, so one of the Sports Kings can win. Gene, actually, we actually gave Mean Gene a hard time because in the draft, he actually picked Philip Rivers in the first round and Andrew Luck in the second round, or was it vice versa? One of the two.
Yeah.
So I was like, Gene, that's kind of crazy, but hey, you saw the future. Philip Rivers, and what you did, the move to put you in the championship game. You cut both of them because Andrew Luck is hurt, and you picked up the hottest quarterback in the NFL now, which is Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins played a phenomenal season. Mm. He's the main reason the Washington Redskins are where they are right now.
Pretty much.
And it's going to be interesting to see how they handle his contract situation because he will be a free agent next year. So we're going to see. We know it's not going to be RG3, so do they keep the steam going with a hot Kirk Cousins?
And Ronnie, speaking of Philip Rivers, I tell you what, the San Diego Chargers, we're going to find out here in a couple of weeks where the Oakland Raiders are going to be playing, the St. Louis Rams, and the San Diego Chargers. So what do you got out there in Sando?
Well, San Diego Diego, the ownership of the Chargers has been acting up. You know, they've been they fined Weddle $10,000 for watching his daughter with the cheerleaders. And then the other news is that the Chargers right now are being coy about moving to Carson now. I mean, the mayor of San Diego is still trying to get a deal done.
Yeah, just amazing stuff here, guys, with San Diego and the Rams. I mean, it's funny how the Rams did play strong. I mean, the Rams, you know, wherever the Rams are going to be a good team wherever they end up. I hope it still will be in St. Louis. But nevertheless, guys, a lot of football to talk about today, including Rod. I know in the next segment here we're going to jump all over these implications here, these playoff implications.
Let's talk about that shocker from last week. What was your biggest shocker from last week?
Firing.
Which one, Ronnie?
Firing of Eagle.
Oh, that can't be a shocker.
I was about to say, are we at least 5 minutes into this show and have not brought up the firing of Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
Well, we will. I mean, only that, Black Monday, of course, coming up. One of the most dreadful days for an NFL coach.
Okay, so Chip Kelly, we all had a feeling. I didn't, you know, it was a shocker running because I didn't think it would happen before the end of the season. But now that Chip Kelly is gone, and I know we're going to talk about it next segment, it's more in depth, but who's next?
I think if the Colts, lose, I think Pagano is gone, and I also the Miami Dolphins coach Campbell will be gone. Tennessee is looking for a coach. They will be whoever's there will be gone.
What about Mike Patton in Cleveland?
Oh, yeah, out of here.
Well, you know what?
Patton's out of here.
I don't know. The rumor is he's trying to save his job, saying he'll fire all his coaches.
Well, I tell you what, I know we're running short of time here, guys, because we got to get into this coaching carousel because it's about to go down Monday. If you're an NFL coach or a GM, you do not want to be anywhere near your phone on Monday morning because you're probably going to get that call. But anyway,
they'll leave a message.
They'll leave a message to call back. So, hey, folks, hey, grab your coffee, sit down, enjoy the show. You are listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quick and Loud Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
And we are back, folks. Once again, you're listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. The last regular season show of the 2015 season. Mean Gene, Hot Rod, Ronnie Brooks. Right here on Yahoo Sports Radio. I want to just take a moment out, guys, if you don't mind. I have a ton of Pittsburgh Steeler followers on Facebook there, and we lost a dear friend, this young lady, Candace Jackson. She passed away a couple of days ago. Very sad story because she was 8 months pregnant, and she also lost her baby son. But she is a big-time, huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan and didn't have any problems sharing her comments and thoughts on when the Steelers did well or when they did bad. So I just wanted to send some thoughts and prayers out to her family. And just what a tragic way to start off 2016.
Yeah, that's not good, man. We want to give our prayers to the family and lean on God.
Absolutely. So, guys, looking at the coaching carousel, which is about to spin like crazy here Monday morning, tomorrow morning. So anyway, let's go ahead and talk about the one that got started right away in the firing of Chip Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting and talking with some friends and not even knowing. I saw it. I was at a restaurant. I saw it flash on the TV screen. And immediately I said, you know what? He probably got fired because he didn't want to give up control.
Correct.
And that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened, Mean Gene. They gave him a lot of control. You know, he got rid of his quarterbacks. He got rid of his running backs. He got rid of the receiver. Guys, you know, it's only been 11 times in NFL history that has happened when a team got rid of the key ingredients for the offense, you know, during a season or two. Mm-hmm. And that following season, only one team made the playoffs. So he put himself behind the eight ball by getting rid of the McCoys and Jackson and the quarterback as well. Mm-hmm. So Nick Foles, that's his name.
Foles.
I'm sorry,
Nick had Foles. A good team.
So
you can't get rid of Pro Bowl players and expect people coming in to learn your system and get a job done if they ain't been in the system long enough.
But you know what? Those guys hadn't been in the system a long time, but I contributed running exactly what you said. It's the system. Mm-hmm. That system that he's running, and that system is not built for that defense. You're looking at a defense who has to stay on the field because the offense is running these plays. Whether they're scoring or not scoring, mm-hmm. the defense only gets about 3 to 5 minutes rest mm-hmm. because the offense is in there.
He's killing his own team. You remember just last year they talked about, I mean, how some of the grumblings in the locker room was that, man, this guy's killing us.
Yeah,
he had folks out there, you know, out of shape. They're out of shape because
Posey training, you know, he has that weird science of – physical science and trying to get this stuff going, you know.
But let's just face it, though. Okay, so you bring that offense into the NFL, which, you know, it was brand new and it was exciting, but it didn't work, okay? And then to give a college coach, you know, director of player personnel or whatever, VP of player personnel, I mean, how do you do that with somebody like Chip Kelly?
I mean, the owner was sold on what Chip Kelly
did. And Jeffrey Lurie has to take some of the blame himself.
Well, you know, you got to also give some of the blame to them. Well, give some of the credit to Chip Kelly's agent who went in and asked for this.
Negotiated.
And the negotiations were good. So, I mean, if they would have called me tomorrow, I would ask for the same thing.
He sold an idea. He sold it, and it didn't work. And then
you know, the problem is that his players finally realized that he became a dictator. And then he wasn't flexible. You know, sometimes you got to cater to your players, and then you got to be flexible. And people are trying to get him to change some things, and my way the highway.
Right.
And now he's on the highway.
Yeah, he's on the highway. Who else we got, guys?
We got. I'm gonna run down some names. You guys just tell me if they're gonna stay or they're gonna go. Chuck Pagano. I know we talked about him in Indianapolis.
Gone.
Not for the reasons you guys think. You lose your starting quarterback this year. It's more contractual stuff with Chuck.
I think it's
Chuck
more contractual. And I don't think it's a rocky relationship with the owner in Indianapolis. Mike McCoy, San Diego.
Probably gone.
Okay. Jim Tomsula, San Francisco.
Probably gone.
Nah, I think he stays. Well, you know what? The rumor is that Mike Holmgren is sniffing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's why he's gone.
Tomsula gone.
Yeah, well, it could.
It's just my thing is when you go out and hire a guy in and you only give him a year, you only give him 12 games before you already start talking about replacing him, what did you hire him for? He was just a filler anyway. He was just filling the void until the next person came.
You answered this question yourself. San Francisco 49ers, 0-5 in their division, 3-8 in the conference, 1-7 on the road. I mean, that doesn't sound like a coach that's coming back.
It looks like Mike Holmgren is, you know, he's from the Bay Area, and that's, you know, that's where he coached before. Looks like he's itching for that job, so.
During the break, you mentioned someone running, Tom Coughlin.
Tom Coughlin's probably going to resign. The rumors are most likely they're going to ask him to step down. He hasn't been in the playoffs in the last 4 years. Things are not, you know, looking good. Rumor is that the offensive coordinator, they might want to keep it in-house. But that's the same Coughlin offering. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. But look for the Giants to make a move.
Okay. So they hadn't made it to the playoffs since 2011 when they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Mike Patton in Cleveland.
I think he's gone.
But you never know. Cleveland's kind of – their owner management is kind of strange. They might fire all the
– I think the GM is gone. You know, the GM was suspended or, you know, fined.
Ray Farmer.
And we get our friend, we get Ms. Gabbin on. Mary Kay.
I think that whole organization or another organization, bad management, they'll be for the next 10 years looking because they had hired John, you know, got Johnny and all this. And Johnny looks like he's out the door also.
Two more. Jim Caldwell, Detroit. Jeff Fisher, St. Louis.
Nah, Jeff Fisher's not going nowhere. Fisher definitely stays. This guy is not known to be bounced around.
The Rams continue to underachieve.
He's one of the veteran coaches.
But
he doesn't have a quarterback, and that team, you know, that's the issue.
If any of these coaches go, okay, fine. They didn't
give Gurley plays the whole season. Who knows where the Rams could have been?
Yeah. My whole thing is, if Chip Kelly or any of these other coaches come up, turn up anywhere else next year, why? I mean, you heard my rant last year. Yeah. My biggest thing is coaching carousel.
Because
you suck in Philadelphia, you suck in Cleveland.
Chip Kelly's not going to show up nowhere else in the NFL.
I don't think
he's going back to college.
He's going back to college.
Right.
And, okay. And Caldwell,
go ahead, Ronnie.
So he wouldn't go to Tennessee and be with Marcus Mariota?
Well, no. That's a fantasy thing. He wanted Mariota, but that's not a good fit for him.
I'd say he commentates for a year. He probably goes back to the Pac-12 or somewhere. He's going to be a college coach.
Well, the rumors is that Caldwell is going to be saved because his performance. That team, he made some changes, and the ownership wants to keep this team stable.
Yeah, you can say one thing. After starting 1-7, they are definitely on a roll there in Detroit after firing the offensive coordinator. And Stafford has turned into a completely different quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, he's actually accurate.
The numbers got better.
I mean, he's like, in his last five games, 14 touchdowns, one or two interceptions. So he's definitely playing a better game. We'll see how he plays later on today. But I don't know. I think Caldwell is safe.
I think he's safe, too, because one, two in a row, probably have a good chance to win today. But nevertheless, I know in the next segment, guys, we're going to get into.
How about the Saints coach?
Sean Payton.
It's not.
I think it's his choice.
I think he's putting them on the hot seat.
I think
They're not putting him on the hot seat. I think there's an opportunity for him to go to another team. You've been hearing those rumors about him being traded.
Super Bowl winning coaches rarely get fired, guys. Well, even with like Coughlin, unless your name is Jimmy Johnson.
Yo, he might end up. He came from the Giants. He might end up to be the Giants coach.
I thought about what I said, you know, when Super Bowl coaches don't get fired. I forgot. Only in Dallas, Texas, where Super Bowl coaches get fired. But anyway, what you got, Rod?
Well, I was just going to say real quick before we go into the break, I know we're going to start breaking down these games. In the AFC, New England, who is 12-3, has clinched the first-round bye and can secure home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs with a win or a Denver loss. The Broncos, who are 11-4, can earn the number one seed with a win and a Patriots loss because they hold a tiebreaker. Denver can secure a first round bye with a win or loss or losses by Cincinnati and Kansas City, and then the Bengals 11-4 can clinch a first round bye with a win and a Denver loss or a loss by Denver combined with a Kansas City win.
It is confusing, but you know what? We're gonna get into it. We're gonna break it down even further here in the next segment, folks. So just stick around. Don't be confused. You're listening to Hot Rod, Mean Gene, Ronnie Brooks. We are the Yahoo Sports Kings on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and YahooSportsRadio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quicken Loans Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
Okay, folks, we are back once again. It's the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show, Week 17, the last season of the National Football League regular schedule. It's going to kick off here in a couple of hours, and we're getting you ready for kickoff, just like they say. All right, Rod, so what's happening with the NFC? You gave us the AFC.
You understood the AFC?
Yes.
No, you didn't, really.
I heard you anyway.
Okay, all right, good. All right, in the NFC, Ronnie B., Carolina, who is 14-1, and Arizona, who are 13-2, have clinched first-round byes. The Panthers can secure home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs with a win or a Cardinals loss. Arizona can earn the number one seed with a win and a Carolina loss. We good?
Okay.
There are four NFC division winners who have been determined. That's a good thing. Carolina, Arizona, Washington. The NFC North will be determined Sunday night, later on tonight at 8:30 on NBC, 8:30 Eastern time at Lambeau Field with the Green Bay Packers, 10-5, host the 10-5 Minnesota Vikings. NFL did right at that point to make that the flex game.
Yeah,
they changed
it's
going to be
a
very good game to end the season. The NFC North winner will be the number three seed, and Washington is locked in as the number four seed.
Yeah. So they're there. It's just the positioning, and that's why these games that we're going to talk about today, AFC and NFC, will decide the final 12 that's going to make the playoffs.
Right.
And folks, today every game is a divisional matchup, which makes it even more interesting because these games can go either way. These teams have faced each other already, and here they're going to face off for the last time. So, guys, let's go ahead and look at this first one here. We got the New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills. The Jets are in with a win, okay? That's what they need to do, and they knocked off New England last week in overtime. However, New York can't clinch a playoff berth with a win or a Pittsburgh Steelers loss. So who wins this game, Ronnie?
I'm going with the Jets because the Jets want to beat their old coach, and the Jets beat the Patriots. Their defense played very well last week.
Ryan Patrick is, you know, we talked about Kirk Cousins being on fire. Ryan Patrick is on fire.
That was Fitzpatrick.
What I said?
You call him Ryan Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
Fitzpatrick. Forget about Fitz.
Okay, don't forget about Fitz. Ryan Fitzpatrick is playing phenomenal football right now. And we talked about Kirk Cousins, as I was mentioning, but mm-hmm. he's playing a great game.
Mm-hmm.
The drive that they had to win in overtime was still up in the air on why New England did what they did at the end of that game. I think it was just cockiness. They wanted to be cocky about it.
They wanted the Steelers not to make playoffs.
They didn't want to face the Steelers.
That's what it was.
In that first round, that's what it was.
But I'm going with the New York Jets, but I won't be surprised if the Buffalo Bills, because their coaches, they have an opportunity to kick his old team out of the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm going with the New York Jets.
I'm going with the Buffalo Bills in this. I think Rex Ryan gets it done, takes care of the Jets, slows the Jets down. The next game, the New England Patriots at the Miami Dolphins. At the Miami Dolphins. Now, the Patriots, they are in control of that home field advantage throughout the playoffs, okay? They already clinched the AFC East Division title in the first round bye. So with that win today and the Denver loss, they will earn their number one seed. So, Rod, who wins?
I'm going with New England. I mean, Miami has played very below the expectations of anyone, thinking what Miami could do this year. New England, they're going to be mad because of the loss that they had last week, and they know what's at stake.
Mm-hmm.
New England.
Ronnie?
Same. New England's going to win. Tom Brady went off the field mad, and he wants to play at home.
All right, I got the Patriots winning as well. The Baltimore Ravens, 5-10 at the Cincinnati Bengals, 11-4. The Bengals have already clinched the AFC North, but they can get a first-round bye if they win or if the Broncos lose. Okay, so they also need something to happen with Kansas City. They need Kansas City to win. So who do we have here?
Well, when you play a divisional foe, you saw that last week with the way Baltimore manhandled Pittsburgh, right? Mm-hmm. And I also predicted Cincinnati, when they started 8-0, they would finish the season 11-5.
Mm-hmm.
I think Baltimore will win this game because they have a lot to prove. They're in Cincinnati. I don't think Cincinnati will be able to handle Baltimore because I still say Cincinnati cannot get over that hump to make them a superior team.
Division game here.
Division
tough.
Game.
It'll be
and
tough.
This is why I think Baltimore will step up the same way they stepped up against Pittsburgh last week.
Ronnie B.?
I agree with Mr. Hot Rod Johnson. I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens because Cincinnati Bengals quarterback situation is kind of shaky.
It is shaky, and this Baltimore defense will salvage what's left of a horrible season. Mm-hmm. But I'm going with the Bengals to get this done.
Okay.
The next game we have is the Pittsburgh Steelers, 9-6 at the Cleveland Browns, 3-12. The Steelers are alive for a playoff berth, but they are not in control of their destiny. So they need a win. And they need a loss by the Jets to get into the playoffs.
Hey, this is a guaranteed, you can put your money on it, guaranteed win by the Pittsburgh Steelers. No questions asked. It's their playoff lives, and they're going to win. They're going to blow out Cleveland.
I think they're going to blow out as well, just because of what you said. It's their playoff lives. There's so much going on in that 3-12 Cleveland Browns locker room. They're now with Manziel being out later today with a concussion. It's crazy up in Cleveland. This is why I think Patton is gone. I don't know who they're going to get to take his place, but that's neither here nor there. Pittsburgh Steelers in a route today.
I got the Steelers winning, and I have about 10,000 Steelers fans at that Jets-Buffalo game waving towels going for the Buffalo Bills. The next game is the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Houston Texans. The Texans can clinch the AFC South with a win or a Colts loss. So who do you have here, Ronnie?
Houston all the way. I think Houston has showed that they're ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, with their strength of victory and the strength of schedule tiebreaker over the Colts, the Houston Texans can win.
Mm-hmm.
But Jacksonville is a good team.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, this Jacksonville team, even though albeit at 5-10, Mean Gene, Jacksonville is a good team. I'm going with Jacksonville in this one to be an upset to make things even shakier. in that AFC North.
I think our friends down south is going to take care of business. I got the Texans winning this game. The Colts remain alive for that AFC South division title, but they can secure the division title with a win, or if Jacksonville knocks off Houston. And you just mentioned something about this, you know, strength of victory, schedule, and all of this stuff. But, hey, who do you have, Ronnie? Colts and Titans.
Even that, Pagano's last swan song, he's going to get a victory. They're going to get a victory for their coach.
And that's what I believe, too. What he went through a couple years ago.
Who's the quarterback, though? They went and signed Josh Johnson.
Josh Freeman.
I mean, Josh Freeman, sorry.
Yeah, but Hasselbeck's claim out on New Year's Eve saying that he was healthy, he was ready to go. We'll see how it goes, plays out today. I think this team will band together and play good for their coach.
I think
they know exactly what's going on. They hear the rumors. They know what it feels like. If this is his last game, those guys love and respect Pagano, and they're going to want to win this one for him. I honestly believe the Colts will win in a rout.
Okay.
Today.
All right, I got the Colts winning, too. The next game, the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, have secured a playoff berth. But they can also clinch that AFC West Division title with a win today and a Denver Broncos loss. So it's the Oakland Raiders 7-8 at the Kansas City Chiefs. Ronnie, who wins?
I like the Chiefs right now. Alex Smith is another unknown name that's been playing well as a quarterback. Hasn't been making a lot of mistakes, and the defense is playing well. The Raiders will give them a hard time, but KC will get it done.
KC, the winner of 9 straight games. It will be 10 straight after today. They will beat Oakland. Oakland has put on a great season. I think there's nothing but positive things for those Raiders and the Raider fans once they move to L.A. next year. But kudos to Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson, you know, this guy's playing his last game today. Mm-hmm. Kudos to him. He had a phenomenal career, 18 years. That's what a Heisman Trophy winner is about. You know, not going to the NFL, not making a difference. He definitely made a difference in the teams that he played with. Kudos to him, but I'm definitely going with the Kansas City Chiefs to win a 10th straight game today and finish the season 11-5.
All right, guys, I'm going against the grain here. I'm going with the Oakland Raiders to finish the season 8-8. I think somewhere along this season we said that the Raiders have a chance to be 8-8. They are already more than improved from last season, and I think there's nothing better than finishing the season with an 8-8 record. So, with a minute left to go here in this segment, guys, Charles Woodson, I remember I met him at the Super Bowl when the Denver Broncos knocked off the Atlanta Falcons down there in Miami. The guy was a rookie, I believe, at that time. And did he come into the league same year, Peyton Manning?
He beat out Peyton Manning for the Heisman Trophy, correct?
So, it must have been around that same time. But anyway, a remarkable career, like you said. The guy has been a scholar, got that Super Bowl ring under his belt with the Packers, am I right?
Yes.
But nevertheless, a great guy and a great career. So, folks, hey, stick around. We are going to jump into the remaining games that are left here on this Yahoo Sports NFL Weekly Countdown show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It is the complete NFL Countdown Show.
Get you ready for kickoff on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
This is the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Once again, from the Quick and Loud Studios, it's Mean Gene and Ronnie Brooks.
All right, it's the Yahoo Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show. Hot Rod, Mean Gene, Ronnie Brooks. We are getting through the NFL season week 17, the final regular season game. It's going to kick off here in a couple of hours.
Mean Gene, before we get back to these picks, I want to, real quick, you mentioned Charles Woodson when he got drafted. 1998 draft.
Okay.
Check this out, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. First pick of the draft, Peyton Manning. So, yes, it was the same draft. Mm-hmm. Second pick of the draft, Ryan Leaf. Third pick of the draft, Andre Wadsworth, and then Oakland Raiders pick Charles Woodson. But just look at the Knicks behind them, just a couple behind the Bears. Curtis Enos, remember running back from Penn State.
Remember him.
Rams got Grant Winstrom, defensive end from then you got Kyle Turley, then Greg Ellis and Fred Taylor and Dwayne Starks.
Wow, what happened to those guys?
Exactly. So look at the type of career. Even Manning and Woodson, that was the top 10 out of the 1998 draft. Think about it. I mean, Curtis Enos
wasn't Ricky Williams in that? Did Ricky Williams come out of
the
top
10? No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Fred Taylor had a good career. Greg Ellis had a good career.
Winstrom had a good career, too.
But if you think about the guys that were drafted in front of Woodson, I know San Diego and Arizona have to be kicking themselves right now.
Wadsworth? Yeah, I remember. I remember
and then
that.
Ryan Leaf, we all know.
Oh, yeah, we know what happened to Ryan Leaf. Anyway, guys, so the next game, speaking of Ryan Leaf, it's the Chargers and the Denver Broncos. The Broncos, they got a playoff berth, but they can clinch the AFC West title with a win, of course, but they need the Kansas City Chiefs to lose. And they can also lock up a first-round bye with a win, but they also need losses by Kansas City and Cincinnati. So, Ronnie, in San Diego, who wins this game?
The Denver Broncos will win this game because there's so much chaos in Chargerville with Weddle and all the other drama, and the Chargers are injured. So, Denver, this will be a blowout.
I am going with the San Diego Chargers in this one. Simply because, Ronnie B, this game is being played at 3:25 Central Time. By the time this game starts, New England would have already beaten the Miami Dolphins, and they know Kansas City and Oakland, they would be able to keep up with that score during that game. You're going to start seeing these players not playing that last of the third quarter and all of the fourth quarter.
We start seeing TVs on the sidelines. Huh?
Exactly. So you're going to see San Diego. They're going to be scoreboard watching. Going to see San Diego continue to full throttle because it's their last game. You know, never know what's going to happen there. Denver is going to start resting players. I think San Diego will win.
I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos. I think they know what's at stake. The fact that they can have an opportunity to get that first round bye is what you need, especially if you're going to have Peyton Manning on the field. I think the Broncos really need to take care of business, guys. So the next game, we have the Seattle Seahawks at the Arizona Cardinals. The best game on the matchup. Well, maybe besides the Vikings and the Packers. But, Ronnie, who wins this game in Arizona?
Bruce Arians should be coach of the year for the third year in a row. And I like Arizona.
I'm going Arizona as well. I mean, Seattle, they've already clinched a wild card spot. And they will either be number five or number six. Whoever they go and play next week, they're going to beat because it's going to either be Washington or the other wild card team. Mm-hmm. I really don't think they're going to be putting much emphasis on this game. They're going to play, of course, because they're professionals. But I think Arizona's going to win at home, end the season 14-2, secure their first round bye, and go from there.
I agree with Larry Fitzgerald. He made a statement, said, "Hey guys, we're playing some really good football at the right time." And as indicated by this winning streak they got going, now that the Panthers have lost their first game, everyone now is looking at the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes.
And I got the Arizona Cardinals winning as well. The next game, speaking of the Panthers, next game we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers are in control for home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They already clinched that NFC South. And they got a first-round bye. But if they win and if Arizona loses, then the Panthers will not have to leave North Carolina for the playoffs until they get to Santa Clara.
Again, this is a divisional game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta Falcons. Let me tell you something. Atlanta, as well as New York Giants, exposed some weaknesses with Carolina. Mm-hmm. And you best believe Tampa Bay, Seattle, Arizona, Green Bay, Minnesota, these guys are paying close attention because they may end up having to go to Carolina.
This is a big game.
This is a very big game. I don't think that they're going to win because of the home field advantage and all of that. I think they have enough confidence to go anywhere and win.
Mm-hmm.
But they need this. They don't need to go into the playoffs with two losses.
No, they don't.
So I think Ron Rivera will be pushing these boys. You know, he's from the Mike Dicker School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
They will definitely push these. He will push these guys, and they will dominate Tampa Bay and prove to the NFL world that, hey, last week was just a fluke. We're okay.
We're back on track.
We're okay, yeah.
Running, who you got?
I'm going with the Panthers because Cam has just had a baby. He's cloud high. Now he's at home. He'll be a happy camper. They're going to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I got the Panthers winning this game as well. And like Rod said here, there's no way you want to go into the playoffs losing two straight because that just gets into your head after a while. All right, the last of the 11 games with playoff implications. We got the Minnesota Vikings at the Green Bay Packers. This is the final game of the 2015 regular season, and it's also going to decide the NFC North division.
It's not as bad because the loser of this game will be still in the playoffs. They will be the other wild card team with Seattle, correct?
Right.
So, but they still want this division. And I honestly think Minnesota wants it worse than Green Bay. Green Bay, they're used to winning this division. But Minnesota has a, you know, new coach, Adrian Peterson.
Mike Zimmer to get a division title would be huge.
Oh, humongous.
I know.
You know, so I'm actually going with Minnesota in this one. Green Bay just does not look like the tough Green Bay team that they have been or proven to be over the last couple of years.
I'm going with Green Bay because they're at home and they got something. They need to get the skeletons out of their closet for losing these close games.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Green Bay, too. They really need to get the, like you said, Ronnie, get those skeletons out the closet, win this game, the last game of the season, so it should be interesting. Now, there are some teams and some games that are being played today that have not 1 ounce of playoff implications.
Wait a minute.
And we can talk about the Saints and the Falcons. It doesn't really matter.
Well, that matters because I picked the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl. So that matters. We're going to break this game down.
We ain't going to spend no time with this. Hey, it doesn't even matter. I'm not asking you guys to even pick.
I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
They started off real good.
They still got a chance to make the playoffs. So
a very, very, very slim
chance.
So
outside.
But if they can finish this season with a win, 9-7, they're guaranteed a winning record because of the strong start. But there are a lot of holes there. Vic Beasley starting to play very well for Atlanta. Matt Ryan, I don't know what happened to him during the second half of the season, but I'm going with the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, I take the Falcons too. Ronnie, real quick.
Falcons.
All right, St. Louis Rams at the San Francisco 49ers.
St. Louis.
Rams.
I'm taking Rams, too. How about that? St. Louis wins.
Jeff Washington needs this.
He needs this. Washington Redskins at the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
I'm going with the Cowboys as well, even though they actually need to lose it so they can have that top five pick. But the Cowboys, they have everything to play for. Washington has absolutely nothing to play for. Absolutely.
Except a 9-7 record. Want to be somewhat. Two games over 500 is not bad.
Well, that would make Jerry Jones' Christmas present. Yeah. He beats the leader of the division.
Yeah.
I say Dallas wins. They Dallas go to 5-11. And Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears, nothing going on here. I take the Bears.
I like the Lions.
I like the Lions as well. But kudos to Jay Cutler, the way he's played this year. He is not that erratic Jay Cutler. He's protecting the ball a lot more. Hopefully he can take that maturity to the next team because I think this is the last year he's in Chicago. So, with all that being said, I'm going with Matthew Stafford in the Lions.
Philadelphia Eagles, I think Pat Schumer is the interim coach now. Mm-hmm. They're taking over for Chip Kelly. So they're going to be at New York Giants, taking on the Giants. So who wins?
Giants. Too much turmoil for both of these teams. But I think with the changes there in Philadelphia, you have to go with the Giants.
Well, guys, that just about wraps it up here for this regular season. The 2015 NFL season is over.
Real quick, big kudos out to Brandon Marshall. Six consecutive seasons with 100-plus catches.
Yeah, big-time kudos.
Andre Johnson and Wes Welker fall behind him with 5. He has 6 consecutive seasons with 100-plus catches.
Now, next week, it will be Wild Card Weekend, so we will be live in Houston, Texas, doing our show. So, folks, make sure you stick around and listen to as we break down Wild Card Weekend, which is going to be huge. As a matter of fact, the next couple of weekends we'll be live in Houston getting you ready for the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl. So, for Ronnie Brooks, Hot Rod Johnson, we're here at our Parker University studios. Thank you, Steve. You have been listening to the Yahoo Sports Kings on Yahoo Sports Radio.